Well, welcome back. This is Chris, and you're listening to The Chris Gilbertson Show, where we focus on the secrets of the extraordinarily successful. And through expert and millionaire interviews, I share with you tips and insights to help you as an entrepreneur explode your business and also to help you expand your horizons in all areas of your life. And today, I am just so excited to bring on the show two phenomenally talented women. They're from the company called The One Command, and their names are Asara Lovejoy and Catherine Perry. And together, these women are literally changing mindsets, enriching lives, and massively growing people's bank accounts all over the globe. Now, Asara Lovejoy, she's the author of The One Command and is a recognized authority on what is possible in our human potential. She's also an entrepreneur and an educator in human consciousness. And so she shares a really inspiring story of The One Command and about how it changes lives. And really just a direct quote of what she says is, "I discovered the simple truth that you have been designed with greatness for your success right within your DNA. And the path to that greatness is in the home of your subconscious, your state of mind." So what Asara has discovered is a 6 easy steps to theta. And by The One Command, you can stop your negative thoughts instantly and allow your success blueprint to naturally rise to the surface. And through this process, the next natural step for your life simply arrives to bring you success in action easily with great satisfaction. So I'm just very, very excited and inspired to have these two incredible women. Now, her right-hand man in business is Catherine Perry, the CEO of The One Command Seminar Series. And Catherine, she's also a Theta healing teacher, a commanding wealth instructor and mentor, and also the director of marketing and the cornerstone for the expansion of their very successful global business. So again, together these women are changing lives in miraculous ways, and that's why I'm so excited to bring them on the show, because their commitment is to show you what is possible within yourself and to help you activate the knowledge that you already possess in such a profound way that your life changes and your dreams are accomplished naturally and easily. So I welcome Asara and Catherine opening our consciousness now. So welcome to the show. How are you ladies doing today?
Hi, Chris. How are you? I'm doing excellent. Yeah, this is Asara. So
and I'm
hi.
Catherine Perry. Hello.
Yeah. We're so welcome. Excited to be speaking to your audience and sharing what we can to, what we love to say, open their hearts and open their minds to a greatness that resides right within them. I know in the interview we're going to cover a lot of material, but I'd like to say right at the very first that the process of the One Command and the 6 Easy Steps, I did discover it through my own personal journey, and I will share that in a few minutes. But the power of this simple process is that it is natural to us. It's already biologically part of who we are, and we speak about discovering this untapped power that is yours right within you. Everybody's looking outside of themselves for setting goals, getting it right, doing the right action steps, making themselves stay on track. You know, Chris, you've been there, right?
Oh,
you have
absolutely.
To, like, you know, drive, drive, drive. And when people read The One Command, the number one comment we hear is, oh, this is the missing piece to all the self-help out there. Oh, my gosh, you actually have a technique that shows you how to stop the negative thinking and allows what you have as your positive thinking to arrive instead. Catherine, you want to jump on that comment?
Well, I do, you know, because when I met The One Command, I was where a lot of people were, that I had studied all this stuff, and I would kind of have, like, good feelings, or I'd have, like, oh, yeah, that makes sense, but then I couldn't quite apply it. But then when I discovered The One Command was introduced to me by working with you, it was like, oh, I know this. And it was almost like walking into a room and you had forgotten why you're there, and then suddenly you go, well, of course, this is why I'm here. And everything kind of just started making sense. And I realized really what had been stopping me was just an old idea about what I thought was possible. And I was identifying more with everything that was stopping me than those little times that I had the ahas, or I'd have a success, or, you know, instead of building on the success, I was always trying to avoid the failure. And that was The One Command shifted that focus just instantly. And it just seemed to make everything kind of pull together and make sense. So things that I was doing unconsciously, that I was doing for the right I was doing the wrong things for the right reasons. I started saying, well, okay, here's the right thing I want to do. Why do I, you know, and get aligned with why I want to. And then from that would flow the right action. And it just is, it sounds simplistic when you say it, but once you experience that shift, it's the difference is night and day.
The thing that I think is important is that the counterintention of the unconscious mind not support. What I'm just kind of reframing what you said, Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
The counterintention of the unconscious mind that does not support the hopes, wishes, dreams, and desires of what we want to bring forward and how we want to increase our good. And we have so much material in our One Command program, Chris, because what we realize is the process is easy to make a change. It's an immediate disengagement of the way in which the brain fires running a negative program, and you're doing it consciously awake in maybe 3 to 5 minutes. And you can stop a negative thought. The philosophy of the One Command is that within you, you have the answer, solution, creativity, the knowledge. It already exists within you. And when you stop the negative thinking, you're creating a space. And in that space, that which you have always asked to have appears, because now you have the space for it to be allowed to arrive. And what we talk about in terms of the way we change in consciousness, I know you had written me a question like, what does consciousness mean to us in the One Command philosophy? And what consciousness means is the ability to change a state, and that we have different brainwave activities that put us into different brainwave states. And the ordinary consciousness of beta, our thinking logical mind, is where we try to solve our problems 98% of the time with a 1% return. And this is where we effort. You know, this is where we do our affirmations. This is where we write our list. This is where we force ourselves to meet goals. Well, we have this amazing intelligence that I say is 90 billion times bigger than your beta mind. 90 billion times bigger, not 9,000 times bigger. 90 billion times bigger than your intelligence. And I have to use that metaphor because I've got to get people to think differently, that there is this intelligence, that your personal intelligence in your brainwave activity of knowledge and information, insights, solutions, directions, processes, ways to be, that you already know that you simply can't get to. The telephone line hasn't been opened to that portion of your intelligence that's yours, but you've got it. I mean, I think that most people walk around saying, you know, I know that I could know this. I know that I could do this. I just sort of am disconnected from how I get from A to B, how I get from A to D. You know, B and C are the workstations. And so with the One Command, we're saying stop the beta mind, go into the theta mind. And we have lots of information I'll share with you on why the theta mind is important and how it works and the power of the theta mind. When you're there, you're speaking directly to the subconscious mind, and it's a 3-year-old. So if you're speaking directly to it and you command it, you know, if you're talking to a 3-year-old and you say, please go pick up your toys, I think it's time, it might feel good if you get the room clean, and the 3-year-old's looking at you, right? Like, what did she say? What am I supposed to do? And then you say, go pick up your toys.
Right. Commanded. Oh, that's a great example. I love that.
Yeah. And I know you had an experience directly with the One Command with Catherine. Maybe you want to speak to that for a minute.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's funny that you said, like, even when Catherine came on the line, she said, oh, my gosh, this is the missing piece, because I've been going through the material now. And just the simple exercise we did on the phone, it was, a 20-minute exercise, I think? Maybe not even that long.
It wasn't even that long. Like, you just asked some questions, and then I took you through it, and it was like, oh.
And it, it was just my whole state of my, just to give the listeners a feel of what it is, the feeling was just relaxation, no anxiety, no tension, no, and actually the rest of that day was probably one of the most productive days that whole week, just because I was focused, I wasn't worried about thinking of the future, the past, just I knew exactly what I was in line for, of what I'm doing. So it's very empowering, but it's that feeling in the state of your body that you're just comfortable, and it works. It's not trying to like what you were saying, Asara, earlier, like pushing yourself, oh, I got to do my goals, I got to do this today, I have to be this type of like person. But it's very opening in the possibilities of what you can achieve, and just the comfort state that you're in is amazing, especially for me being type A, always crazy driven. It was nice to have that opening and relaxation about it.
Yeah. We I've say noticed, that even if – go ahead, Catherine.
What I've noticed, Chris, when working with the One Command, we're bringing you completely present to here and now, because even in the six-step process, what we've noticed with people is emotionally, they're kind of in the past. And then they're trying to, and mentally, they're in the future. And then the body's trying to get everything done. So we're trying to avoid, like, the mistakes of the past or what are the fear, the limitations. And we've got this tension all the time. And when we get our emotions, our head, our body, and our intention all kind of in one place focused, that is a relaxation. And then from that place, you're not fighting or trying to make yourself wrong. You're not, that inner negative talk is quieted. You're simply present to what you're doing. And then you can actually have new thoughts about it too, because you're not trying to overcome all the what ifs. You're trying to deal with what is right now.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
it's like that creep.
Go ahead.
No, that's okay. Keep on.
Well, I was just going to say that, the book, The One Command, I wrote from my own experience of those down and out moments that I've gone through, of the up and down. I was always seen as a successful person, and yet my unconscious patterning was to be really successful and then to lose it all, the yo-yo effect. There's a lot of people out there that can relate to that. They get it, and then they lose it. They get it. I mean, even in small things where you get a raise in your job and then your car breaks down.
Yep.
I mean, we tend to do it, right? And now I'm working with millionaires and multimillionaires, and I find that they get a ceiling where they cannot go beyond. Okay, they're talking. I have one gentleman who's talking to people that's making $3 million, and he said, "But I want to talk to people that make $30 million." And I said, "Well, what's in the way? What is the belief program that's in the way?" You know, kind of laughing. If it's $3 million or $30 million, what the heck difference does it make at that level of making money? And we went through the process of finding out what his fears were at the unconscious level, and the belief that came up was that it was impolite to have that much money.
Really?
So
interesting.
So he came from an Indian background. He was raised in India. So it was impolite to have that much money. So that was so nice to identify it. What do you want instead? Well, I want to see people equally. If they're rich or they're moderately wealthy or they're poor or they're really rich, I want to see people equally as people that I have a relationship with, that I can be in a conversation with. So then we went through the six-step process, and immediately what happens is you stop the way in which that thought is firing. A thought has chemicals in our body and is a physical habit within us. So we immediately stop the habit of that thought. And in that space, that new idea of being in relationship with everybody equally is commanded. I don't know how I am now equally in a relationship with everybody, no matter how much money or little money they have. And emotionally, the body goes, oh, this is a new belief. Huh, never had this belief before. Well, I better get busy and design the emotions of this new belief, so that this new belief becomes part of the mindset of the individual. So we work with a mindset of success. For example, in our 5 weeks, then we design programs. I just wanted to get into the idea of why we had the 5 week bust through your money blocks and command your wealth and the emotions of money, because now we have worked with people for about 4 years with the One Command, realizing that we can instantly change a belief. it's proven over and over again. We have so many wonderful success stories of what a person wanted that was blocked from happening, making a command and having it happen, sometimes in 15 seconds.
Wow.
Sometimes in 30 days, sometimes in 6 months. But it can happen instantly. And the support of the five-week program is to gradually help the mindset and the unconscious program to readjust to working in a new way. If you were going to go on an exercise program or a diet, you would want to do it in a regulated way over a period of time, because that extra time helps you to change a belief, let that new chemicalization take place in your body to have it become your new platform of reality. I now believe that I can speak to all people that are equally, comfortably, emotionally, no matter what their financial status is. And the block of making money was that fear of, oh, they have more than me, they're separate than me, they're different than me, I can't talk to them, or it's impolite. So what we need what the program really addresses is those unconscious beliefs that are programmed into us at a very early age and are influenced by our outside structure of reality, by the outside philosophy of the country we live in or the religion we were raised in, or even the skin, the color of our skin, or the gender of our sex, you know, that men have, there's expectations of men that are different than expectations of women. All of those unconscious programs inhibit our success and we're unable to easily and quickly identify. But with the One Command program, we say just meet yourself in the moment of the next thought that you're having, and you will discover what you want to change. That's as simple as that. That if you want to be successful in business and you want to grow your business and you want to make more money, you want more clients, you want to have a bigger presence on the internet, meet yourself with the thought that arises the minute you have that desire. Oh, I can't. Oh, nobody would want what I have. Oh, gee, I don't have the technology. Oh, whatever that inhibiting thought is, that is what you want. Ask yourself, well, what do I want instead? And then you command it. And you only make a command once for an idea. It's not an affirmation, because you're physically changing your biology to understand something new before you've experienced it. Dr. Joe Dispenza, who wrote Evolve Your Brain. I get Bruce Lipton and Joe Dispenza confused. He wrote Evolve Your Brain. And now he has a book come out, Break the Habit of Being Yourself. And in it, he really talks about, Break the Habit of Being Yourself. Isn't that a great title? And in it, he really talks about the development of our mind, the development of what we want in our frontal lobe, in our mind, as an image and picture, thought, feeling, and that in reality, our brain does not know any difference between imaging a thought or feeling and having an experience in the outside world. We don't know the difference.
Interesting.
So what we imagine and what we actually experience to our brain are exactly the same experience.
Right.
And what we talk about, we've evolved in consciousness right now where we can change our brain from old habits of thinking in such a quick, fast way that you can open yourself to that new potential that you've always had. So I say in the teaching, listen, if you dream it, if you think it, if you desire it, if you're wanting it, if you see yourself having it, you already know it. Because go think of something that you want that you don't know.
I love that question.
Okay, I know, I'm just on a roll here. There's so much I want to share. Catherine, are you still with us?
Oh, no, I'm with you, and I don't have a thing in the world to add.
Okay, Chris, I'll turn it over to you if you have some questions.
You are listening to The Chris Gilbertson Show here, where I am interviewing Asara Lovejoy and Catherine Perry from The One Command, and I just want to tell you, this is probably one of the biggest components that is going to help you become successful. Because at the end of the day, if you've got the processes, the marketing, the products, but you don't have the mindset and the ability to open up your thought process to attract and receive what you need to help your business grow, nothing is going to help you. And I can tell you, just from me going through this program myself, what I've learned, what's happening in my life, that's the most important part. The people that are coming into my life now, the emails I'm getting, it's absolutely, it really is magic. So I really highly suggest that you go check out Asara's program. You can head over to mycashcommand.com, and she has a free video training that's going to walk you through more of this process so you can kind of wrap your brain around it and understand. It's very simple. It's a 6-step process. That's it. And I've been implementing it every single day, and I am seeing changes already. So I highly, highly suggest go over to mycashcommand.com, get signed up with her to find out more about the program and the free video training. And we're going to head right back into the interview now so you can learn more about the process to help you expand your business.
Well, I definitely do, because you've got so much incredible information. And one thing that really just stuck out for me, though, is you said you only command it once. And I know a lot of my listeners are like me. We've been through a lot of different programs. We've spent a lot of money trying to, you know, get to that next level in life and business. And what is the difference with this program than what's out there? If you could share a little bit more about that, I think that would be really helpful.
Yes, the difference of this program is that I'm really sharing a process that's a biological, neurological, physiological process. This is a real event. This is not an attempt to create a real event. You know, affirmations are really nice because they're helping you focus on being positive. But the purpose of an affirmation is to gradually shift your unconscious mind to believe something new. You know, I'm wealthy now, I'm rich, I'm happy now, I'm a success. So it's like, okay, that repetition is supposed to filter down into the unconscious mind and somehow make the unconscious mind believe it. Oh, okay, I'm wealthy, I'm rich, okay. And then you go, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, except your unconscious mind. Say, I'm wealthy, I'm rich, your unconscious mind goes, yeah, right.
Yep. Who are you trying to kid,
like,
girl?
Yeah, right. Yep. You don't feel right. You feel like you're lying.
Yeah, you feel like you're lying. Okay, so with the one command, we do grounding, aligning, coming into your heart, and then you physically look up underneath your eyes. You roll your eyes up underneath your eyes, and then a little imagery to move out through the room, the ceiling, out through the universe. And then in that universal space, you command. Now you're in theta. You're physically in theta by looking up underneath your rolled eyes. So you've shifted your brain from ordinary beta consciousness, which is logical thinking mind, which looks to the past and projects to the future. In alpha, theta, delta brainwave, we're only operating in now, in a potential. We're operating in the quantum field. We're operating in the level of consciousness where we create reality before we experience it in our beta mind. And in that place of open potential, you exist as a success. You exist as an increase in income. You exist loved and in a beautiful relationship because you have been wanting it. If you're wanting it, you've already created it in this unmanifest field. It exists in form there, but it can't be realized because you're blocking it. You're blocking it from a pattern of your brain, body, mind, biology that won't stop firing the old sequences, right?
Right.
I want to be positive. Yeah, but. Catherine does the yeah buts really well. Yeah, but. I want to be positive. Yeah, but, you know, the economy really is not very good. How could I possibly make money in this economy, right?
Right.
Well, in another reality, you could move through an economy as a rich person making lots of money in a mindset, in that state of reality that you are creating. You have the power. You're the master being of your reality. So when you're in theta, it is technically our sleep state. It's where we go 3 times a night in rapid eye movement. Now, what happened, and it's an essential part of our brain and our biology that we must have at least 3 cycles of rapid eye movement sleep, deep theta delta sleep every night. And the reason is because what happens in that sleep state, the eyes move back and forth quickly underneath the closed eyelids, and they spontaneously roll up and look up into the top of our skull. And as that's happening, the eyes and the brainwave are attached to the same physical mechanism that releases the stress, worry, concerns, fears, thoughts of the day. That's how we stay sane. All of the input, and reoccurring thoughts are released. Also, in our theta mind, in our dream state, what do? We dream good dreams, right? We go to bed and we dream good dreams. I mean, Einstein went to bed and woke up with E equals MC square. Many business people have a problem they can't solve. They go to sleep, sleeping on the problem. They wake up in the morning with a spontaneous answer. Have you had that experience yourself, Chris?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's amazing. It's our natural cleansing process. How you just explained that was just magnificent, because now it puts it all together.
Yeah, and so now what we're doing is we're dreaming consciously awake.
That's fantastic.
And there's no time or space in consciousness, so it doesn't take repetition to create a new state of a reality. You know, I call the one command not the law of attraction, but the law of creation, in that we're in this state of our ability to create a new mindset. So what the command does in what we cover in the 5 weeks of Bust Through Your Money Blocks, Commanding Wealth in Your Emotions of Money, is we actually address, for example, the 10 levels of beliefs around your money. You know, there's an amazing way in which you tap into your psychology of your own programming around money. And we talk about the quantum cash mind, how to, of course, access the 6 steps and the theta brainwave. And then we go through a change matrix of how you change and create your new environment of cash and how you adapt your own genetic DNA programming for wealth, how you program your own DNA for wealth. It doesn't matter if you came from poor circumstances. You know, it really doesn't matter if you came from rich circumstances, because I've worked with many rich people that have a failed policy of money for themselves, even though they grew up in a rich home. And the reason is because of the circumstances of the home. One woman's family was so inhibited by their wealth, they made her keep it a secret. And she wasn't even allowed to bring her friends from school over to their house. So can you imagine how hard that it is for that woman to make money?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just the mental blocks that are there.
Yes.
Well, to make friends, authentic friends, because you can't even be authentic. You can't let people into your life because they might know something about you that you're not supposed to be sharing.
Right.
So,
yeah,
that was
our wealth comes through relationships. So all of it's blocked. And we use money as the metaphor, too. You know, people will ask us, well, why do you talk about money all the time? What about personal growth? What about healing? What about, you know, the relationships and everything? Well, money's a symbol for all of that. And the way you deal with your money is the way you deal with your relationships. But that first relationship is the relationship with yourself and your own greater capacity. And I'm kind of jumping in here, but as far as something sparked off when you said your own DNA for success, and I wanted to share with Chris what happened for me working with the One Command. You know, I always had this desire to be in business. I just was kind of made that way, and even though I grew up with family businesses, the message I got was, go get a job. You're not able to be in business. You're too young, or you don't have it. You know, you're just not enough. You're too flighty. You're too creative. You're too this or that. And I realized, working with the One Command and coming back to that place where you said, well, yeah, it's always been this way, I realized I was the kind of kid that I wanted to put on shows. Well, guess what I do? I do seminars now. I wanted to sell. I was like, hey, this person has this. Do you have this? And I was already naturally doing things as a kid. In my early 20s, when I'm working jobs that I hate, I'm imagining that I'm running a company. I mean, this is my role-playing. And so I was like, yeah, you know, like we know people, we have all these corporate people that are clients and secretly they're hippies. Well, we're bohemians, and secretly we're corporate executives. That's our secret identity. But it was like all these pieces, all these little like golden moments and clues that were in my life suddenly came together, and it became like this. It was just like these little golden pearls, and it would just come together to form this beautiful piece of jewelry that was unique and that was me and had value. And it all came together. And that's what working with the process did. And this is what we help people do, is pick up those clues and to disengage from any of those negative ideas that are fueled by the emotions. And this is the other thing. This is not a head thing. We are really engaging the brain and the emotional body and that your sense of your mission in the planet, where all of that gets engaged together. And you are able to have a new, authentic conversation with yourself about what it is that you want, what you need, and what it is you're really after. And then you can let go of all those ideas about what you think you're supposed to do or should be doing, and then from that you're able to take right action.
Yeah, I call that, we talk about that as identifying the nature, your own nature, to that
right.
You can create your wealth in alignment with your own nature. You don't have to follow the model. I can use the example of American Idol right now, because if anybody follows that, Phil Phillips is, you know, in the runoffs for next week, and he said, hey, I'm never going to go, you know, slap hands out there in the front of the stage, and he's never gotten out of a pair of jeans and a t-shirt during the whole competition. So it's like he knows who he is, and
right.
He says, okay, this is who I am. Take it, you know, I want to be with you. I want to be in relationship with you, but I want to be in relationship with you the way that I am. And in our society, we're always, you know, dressed for success, and all that stuff is good. I mean, it's wonderful. However, if you are in alignment with your own nature and you are honoring your own nature, you have so much more self-empowerment with manifesting and creating your cash and coming into alignment with the success of your business. And I want to share something that I think is valuable for the listeners in that, you know, I made this change because I was in that down and out moment. In my book, The One Command, I talk about the fact that my final swing of having it all and losing it all was the investment that I made in my property I bought in Whidbey Island, and I had the dream to trade it into a retreat center. And so I had a massive amount of savings and inheritance from my family, and I invested it all in the property. And, of course, I completely neglected to get the right direction and how to go about a remodel. So 2 years later, not working because I'm doing the remodel, every cent, you know, almost $1 million of money invested, and I now I'm broke. No money. I'm broke. Mortgage is due because I had to finance the house finally to get it finished. So now a massive mortgage. All my money's gone. What did I tell you my process was? Making it big and then losing it big? Yo-yo effect. No, it didn't matter how much I made. I managed to make it all go away. And so I'm there on my knees because I have to tell you, I'm in my 60s. So I was like, I'm on my knees. I can't do this. This is too much for me. And I'm quivering underneath the covers in my bed with the sheet pulled over my head. I don't want to get out of bed. Completely depressed. Oh, my family will be so ashamed. My kids will be so ashamed. I've done it. I've lost it all. I don't think I want to live. I can't live this way. There's no way I can recover my lost investment. And so I'm just completely surrendered to my despair. And in that moment, because of all my training in the different brainwaves, I, you know, just popped into the theta brainwave almost in a moment unconsciously because I knew how to do it quite well. And while I was there, I received the whole download for this six-step process and the syntax sentence of the one command. And it was just this peace flooded over me, just this amazing peace flooded over me. And I energized myself by going through the six steps and making the command. I don't know how I keep my house. I only know I keep my house. There's no rational way my brain could think of an answer. So now, you know, people say surrender and you'll get it, right? How many times you let go and let God, right? And I would always say, yeah, I know that. I know that. But, can I just do one more thing on my own? So, but this was complete surrender because there was no rational answer. Well, within 2 weeks, I have to tell you, I had my the universe flooded in with information when I made that surrender and I made that command. And the idea was, well, lease it out. You know, lease it out. Let somebody else live in it. Well, if I hadn't made the command, I would have been attached. I would have stuck in my house and lost it, right? I couldn't have had the flexibility to think of a new answer. So I went off to the realtors in my area saying, I need to, you know, I want to lease out my house, and it's just $3,500 a month. And they all laughed at me. And they said, on Whidbey Island, are you crazy? Nobody rents a house for that. You'll not get that. And I was looked at them, and I just said, well, mentally, you're not my realtor. You're not my partner. You're not my business partner. You don't have the same idea I do about the results I'm after. And so I got a call a couple of days later, and my daughter said, she was pretty good on the Internet, hey, how about putting it up on the Internet? Well, you know what? Around the world, there's a lot of people that thought it was fabulous, a fabulous deal. In 2 weeks, it was leased out, $15,000 security deposit, which was my startup money. And from that moment, I have created over $2 million worth of revenue from a simple idea, and we've spoken to over 300,000 people. Catherine and I have grown the business as partners in the business together, using the one command every step of the way. In other words, as soon as we got into a limiting area where we were blocked, where we couldn't figure it out, where we had the idea we wanted to do it in business, like we did the joint venture internet promotion of the book. So many times along, we didn't know how to do it. We started from zero information and educated ourselves in the process. So the process works. And now I want to share, my mission is to share the idea with the world, because it's such an amazing, natural part of who we are that we've got this great, you know, money-making, idea-generator, consciousness-changing part of our biology that nobody knows about. I want the world to know about it.
Right. Absolutely. Share, share, share.
Yeah.
That is just – now, I do have a question for you, because I think this is – I mean, this is just amazing, the story. Because we all have those moments where, you know, whether we're under the sheets in the bed or we're doing something else that is causing us to just check out. And when you commanded the result that you want to have, not really knowing the answer yet. Now, you said when you went and talked to the realtors, they were negative about it. In that point, is there in your process a way to help people when those negative thoughts come up? And how does that work within the one command?
Yeah, the thing is that when you make a command and you created a new mindset, so that now you have this feeling of first thing that happens, because theta mind is an expanded state of consciousness, your body is relaxed. So there's a kind of certainty that comes.
Okay.
And in that certainty, I'm not in a fight with the realtors. It was like, oh, that's the reality. It was quite clear that was the reality.
Mm-hmm.
And there was also this certainty that I did not need to accept that reality.
Right.
And that's the thing that we're really wanting to share with people, is that we are reality-making machinery, that we have come into agreement with negative limiting ideas of our potential, because that's what we were trained to do. We were trained to limit ourselves in our thinking, to believe what other people tell us, and to deny what we are after in our own understanding and our own results and our own ideas. And so when somebody, you know, it's like we meet negativity. I love negativity. Bring it on. You know, it's like, this is wonderful. I love my own negative thinking, because it shows me where I want to change. And if I'm meeting a negative thought from somebody else out in the world, I'm like, oh, thank you for reflecting that belief to me. Do I want to accept it or do I not? I'm at choice. I can accept an idea that somebody has in a moment. And the people that are successful in business take in the information. We're not opposing it. We're not fighting it. We're just hearing it. Take in that information and then emotionally check it out. Is that true for you or not? And if it is true, if it is bringing up a fear or a limiting thought, do you want to keep that thought? and if not, command a new idea.
Wow, that's so powerful. That's amazing. Now, do you or can you share with the audience just three key ingredients to help them make positive change quickly in their lifestyle?
Yeah, sure. Let's unless you're driving, don't do this. But if you're listening, because I'm going to ask you to close your eyes, so if you're driving, just lightly listen to what I'm saying. Okay, so for those of you that are able to, that you're not driving, I want to just ask you to close your eyes and think of a negative thought. And you do it too, Chris, because I want to see what happens to you. All right.
Okay.
And now notice what happens in that negative thought. Oh, my gosh. You go into stress, worry. Now, mentally, right next to that mental thought, just mentally, don't even say it out loud, say, I don't know how. Yeah, like that. Okay, open your eyes. So what happened when you said that mentally, Chris?
It just let it go. I mean, it really... took it off the table. It was kind of like, oh, okay, we're just going to throw that out there.
Right. So mentally, you can stop your negative process by just saying, I don't know how. Now, the reason that the command is the syntax sentence, I don't know how, is the first part. I don't know how relaxes the beta mind, and the beta mind is the driver, is the type A driver. The beta mind is responding and wants to respond, because we've been trained to respond, and now we're in this instant response mechanism universe of ours. For example, I use the example of somebody saying, oh, I just love you so much, will you marry me? Oh, you didn't say yes, you don't love me.
Yeah. Oh,
would you like to invest in my company with and get XYZ? Oh, you're not interested, you didn't say yes. So, and then, please, Chris, would you go figure out five components of how an iPod or, podcast works and tell me in the next, minute. Oh,
right.
You're not smart. You didn't tell me. Okay. So we have this demand, right? And didn't your brain immediately go into, how can I answer that question?
Know,
how can
why?
I answer?
Exactly.
Yeah, your brain immediately starts asking, looking for an answer. So
it's
this is
crazy.
How we're programmed. We're crazy.
Yeah.
And we're stressed out all the time trying to answer questions. So what the one command does is say, I don't know how, giving us permission to not have to figure it out for just, a few moments. And then the second part is, I only know that, and it's very specific words, I only know that, and then you put in what you want instead. So I don't know how to increase my business. Because if you haven't, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
If you are looking to increase your business and you haven't, and you've done all the things that you know how on the practical level, then you don't know how to do it. So you just admit it. I don't know how to increase my business. I don't know how to get more clients. I don't know how to get a bigger presence on the internet. I don't know how to generate more buzz over my words or books or art or products or services. Just admit it. The beta mind does not know how to do it. It's a limited thinking mechanism. Now, I only know that I increase my business tenfold now and I am fulfilled, or fivefold now. Or I increase my business $10,000 a month now and I am fulfilled. And I am fulfilled is the blessing. So now you say, I don't know how to do it. Thanks, I relax. I only know, now this is like the replacement of an affirmation. You're now commanding directly to your mind, brain, body, your brain stem. I only know I increased my business $10,000 now a month, and I am fulfilled. Now, in the theta, when you're in the theta brainwave and you're doing it, you're speaking directly to the subconscious mind. Now, here we're doing it in beta mind, and it still works. In theta mind, there's no resistance whatsoever with the beta mind. The beta mind is now put to sleep, and you're now speaking directly to your own programming. Now you've commanded, I increase my income $10,000 a month. Everything in your mind, body and spirit, greater intelligence, universal intelligence, you can open to say, huh, how do I go about that? Now wait for the ideas to show up. Wait for the people to call you on the phone. Wait for the next great thing to happen, because the new information you've now created space to get. And that's when you begin to make connections with other people. When you make connections in the world to get that bigger message out in a bigger way, to get the bigger results that you're after in a bigger way. Because now you are commanded that you are in a bigger space of knowing. And so I say this over and over again. It's very simple. All you have to do is give up everything you think you know.
That's it.
And you can have what you want. And you can have what you want, because that greater intelligence of yours knows the answer already. And after a person works with one command for a while and gets results and sees results, they go, wow, you know, I call this the next great adventure of your life, of discovering the power of who you are and being able to use your own system. You don't have to, you know, you take you with you wherever you go. You've got your own system to work. And this works, as Catherine was saying, for an increase in money, increase in relationships, increase in health. I mean, one of the little miracle stories, we had a training here on Whidbey Island, and the teacher left and was on the ferry and put her thumb in the door, closed her thumb in the door. Ouch.
Oh.
So immediately she went into the theta brainwave. She didn't look at it. You know, she pulled it out and she started to look at it, and it started turning blue. It was getting black and blue. And so she went up into the theta brainwave and commanded, I don't know how my thumb is healed and better now. And she came back down. That took about a minute. And looked at her thumb and literally watched the red disappear in front of her eyes, and the pain go
away.
Your body and your subconscious mind and your brain are linked. And we, you know, in the 5-week course, we go through the process of explaining how you create reality, how you are doing it, physically creating reality, and then, you know, how you can create a new reality. You meet the mystery school of cash, you get to create the pyramids of the cash, wrist, mind, discover the ratio of the golden mean. There's amazing amounts of information in our 5-week course. And we just start with a free introduction so everybody can get a taste of what we share.
Mm-hmm.
And realize that it's just the most wonderful investment you could ever make in yourself, is to find out this system of a new mindset for increasing the success of your business, your life, your wealth, your health, your well-being.
Yeah, and that's so, you know, I'm glad that you shared it with other areas too, because with the physical, you know, a lot of people stress out in those areas, I mean, all different areas in our life, and this is so amazing, and it truly is. I'm glad Catherine said that earlier. It really is the missing piece. I was just thinking back when you were talking about some of this, some of the books I've read, that they give you, like, step one, two, and then they leave the last step, and you're lost, clueless, and this puts it all together. It's just amazing. So I'd love to ask you now, you were talking about how people, you know, we've had a difficult economy, and, you know, people's mindsets can be all over the place with financial hardship. So what do you say to people who feel that manifesting your destiny doesn't work when things are so tough?
Well, first of all, the turn off the television, because you're just going to get yourself more and more depressed. And don't read the news, all right? You know, I have a radio show called Living in the Quantum Field, and I have massive amounts of wonderful scientists that are on the show that talk about reality and how we create reality. And the first principle of truth that I talk about in creating reality is that reality is an open potential. It is not fixed. And yes, there is a system that is in operation, and you are powerful enough, wise enough, smart enough, intelligent enough to operate outside of the system. As a matter of fact, the whole decrease in the economy happened because of our dependence on outside circumstances. I mean, the blessing of the decreased economy is that you cannot count on a system. The system, there's outside reality, and there's inside creation. So the outside reality is now distorted and it is more polarized. And so there's a greater argument over, do we do it this way or do we do it that way? And the 99% and the 1% in the United States in any event. But around the world, there's difficult economies as well. Intelligence and your money does not come from the outside circumstances. It comes from your own ability to create what you want. Maybe you would have to adapt your business, and maybe you would have to think of adding more products. Maybe you would have to change your services. Maybe go more onto the internet. Maybe go out and meet people more. In other words, if the outside circumstances have changed, you have to be flexible enough to command information to change so that you are operating in new ways in an old system. The people that are the innovators that bring in new ways of operating in an old system are the ones that are going to be rich. Everybody makes money in a difficult economy. Every difficult economy, people make money. And the ones that make it in the difficult economy are the ones that have flexibility and confidence that they have the intelligence, the mindset, and the ability to come up with new ways of increasing their income. Providing a service. I mean, there's so many people that need help emotionally, that need support. Maybe if you sell tires, that tires are not going to be as in demand because people are driving less. Well, what would you do instead to keep your income up? You have to think creatively. What would be a way to adapt your tire store to bring in more money? Those are the questions that you need to ask. You're not asking yourself the right questions. If you are thinking that the economy is determining your success, then you've given power over to the outside circumstances rather than the power of your own mind.
Mm-hmm. Wow, powerful.
Yeah, does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. It's because you hear that over and over again. I hear it a lot of, you know, the clients that I work with in coaching, they're like, well, the economy, I can't do this, I can't do that. And it's just that mindset. It's, well, how do we reposition? Just what you talked about. And that's why that process that you went through is so empowering, because it actually forces you to let it go and let your mind open up to what the possibilities are. So it's like you're a kid again, and you can just be creative and have fun with it and bring that joy back into your life in your business.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. Well, I'd like you to talk about, too, you do talk a lot about addictive debt syndrome. And I'm curious, is debt addictive? And can you kind of explain that concept of what you help people with in that program?
Yeah. The addictive debt syndrome is that, the changing economy has made people realize that they've been driven unconsciously to behaviors. And $100 billion is spent every year, has been spent every year to convince you to buy debt. You know, instead of calling it a credit card, if you called it a go into debt card, buy your go into debt card now. Please could you sign up to go into debt? Please go into debt. We need you to go into debt so we can make some money off of you. You know, if you reframe it for the telling the truth of what it is, you know, telling it the truth. Now, the fear is that you cannot create what you want on your own. The fear is that you need the debt card, going into debt card, and that going into the debt card will get you an opportunity to have more cash or goods or services that you can't provide for yourself with your own cash. We've been on a cash basis for our business for the last 3 years. You know, we have one card that we use for airplane tickets, you know, and rental cars, because you got to have a credit card. And then we pay it off because cash, we have to create cash. If you want to be successful, your mindset has to shift from being in debt to being in cash. And that's why we call it, you know, commanding your cash, commanding wealth, commanding your money. that you have to be in the mindset that you have the power to create cash. I don't know how I operate on cash in my business now. I only know I do. I don't know how I increase my cash and reduce my debt and eliminate my debt cards. I only know I do now, and I am fulfilled. You start focusing on creating it. And again, in the five-week course, we talk about the ratio of the golden mean, which is the magic formula for how you reduce your debt. And in that, when you get that mindset, you know, it's the old ways, right? After the Depression,
right,
everybody said just pay cash. We have to go back to that. We have to go
right
back to that. And, you know, this is my favorite piece. You know, everybody's worried about their credit rating. The credit rating does not serve you whatsoever. It's not for your benefit. It's for the banks and the credit card companies to make more money off of you. So the credit rating is, ghost of a belief that's been created in our society, not for your benefit. Not for your personal benefit. And people, if I lose my credit rating, I won't get money. Right. You'll be thrown back on your own intelligence to create cash.
Yes. Yes.
So the debt syndrome is having faith only in your limits, that you are limited, that you cannot get more than what you have. Now, people will say, yeah, but my job. Yeah, well, you can get a second job, or you can become an entrepreneur in addition to your job and build a business on the side. You can build a garden in your backyard and provide food for yourself. You can, are we lazy? Are we lazy in our thinking? Are we lazy in our conveniences? Are we lazy? Are we truly committed to being fully realized, fully awakened, fully empowered beings? Mm-hmm. And if you are, you know you can find a way. And it right might be in communities. It might be working with other people, in cooperation with other people. So all of that independent, rugged individualism is gone. Now, the factory model of making money is gone, you know, where you have a factory and you go work there for 30 years, and then you
right
get your retirement and you're secure. That's gone. So we're in a relationship business now. The world is in a business of being in relationship with each other. And the more you can move into a better relationship with yourself and your own beliefs around your money, the more you can generate for yourself, the more success you can have, and the more joy you can have in the process, having it be fun again of creating
right
something from nothing.
Wow, and that truly is so empowering when that breakthrough happens and then you create that. It's just like everything is limitless then. That's just so powerful, so powerful. Now, you've given us so much incredible insight in how to do this and how to get started with it. I'd love it for you to share some more stories on people that you've worked with and just different, you know, scenarios.
Oh, yeah. I love the stories. One gentleman was filming. He came in to film the Commanding Wealth seminar, the live seminar, 3-day seminar we do. And he was just filming it, listening to the material. And he said, Asara, can I try some of this? And I said, sure, I'll teach you the process. And so he learned the 6 steps. We teach people in the seminar how to go through the 6 steps and then make your commands. And he did, and he kind of called me on the phone, and he says, well, you know, I'm very skeptical about stuff, but since I've been using that process, I just paid off $12,000 of my credit card debt, which I've had for 5 years that I've been using to live on, where I've been paying one credit card after the other credit card. And he says, but, you know, I got another $30,000 that I have to pay off. I said, well, great. Well, you know, it works. Just keep doing it. So we worked on some private sessions where we found some beliefs that were inhibiting him. He was a really successful creative artist, but he picked clients that never paid him. So we did commands that he got out of that that linkage with non-paying clients, and he got into linkage with paying clients. And he filmed another seminar, and he said by the end of the second seminar, he says, well, I have to admit, I've paid off all $45,000 of my credit card debt. I think this works.
Wow. That's a huge, he would carry it for so many years, and that mindset was probably never going to change. It would have taken him probably another 20 years probably to pay it all off, really. That's amazing.
Yeah, and he had all the talents, skills, and resources at hand with what his ability was to provide for people, but his unconscious mind had kept him in debt because of the linkage with not getting paid.
Right.
So, you know, we are so powerful in the way that we link our unconscious beliefs unconsciously. We're not doing it on purpose to ourselves. But
right.
when it's happening, understand that love yourself through the moment. But how would you change that if you had another idea of reality? Another example was a gal who I think this is. I don't know if I put this one in the book, but anyway, she is a friend of mine, and we had just been doing one commands on the wing just for the heck of it. And she said, "You know, sorry, I'm working down in L.A. one of the big movie studios down there, and I'm a personal assistant for the executive of one of the companies." And she says, "I just do so much. You know, I've actually created a whole." Manual for him, and I've done so much more than normal people do. I'd love to get a bonus, but I'm a personal assistant, and they never get bonuses. You know, unless you're an executive, you never get a bonus. And I said, "Well, would you like to change that belief? Would you like to just command that I don't know how I get a bonus? I only know I get a bonus. I want a bonus from my boss in recognition of what I'm up to." And so she said, yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. So we commanded it. And then I get the phone call that I love. "Asara, you won't believe what happened."
That's going to be amazing.
That's the phone call I love, you know. And I said, yes, I will, Tony. I will. I'll believe what. Tell me what happened. She said, "You know, I never said anything. I never asked for the bonus. When I got back, 5 days after I got back from our visit with you, my boss called me in the office and handed me an envelope, and he said, 'You know, Tony, we just love you. Actually, we've been thinking about what a great service you've brought, beyond and above. We want to show you our appreciation.'" And she opened it up, and it was a check for $10,000 bonus.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So the mindset of what we expect from the universe, you know, all the positive thinking and law of attraction talks about that. But we talk really about the physical reason that we're able to allow ourselves to create new experiences of demonstration of receiving. You know, receiving is a big piece of the ability to generate more success in your business.
Yeah, the one thing I noticed with this program, different from everything else that I've experienced myself, is just like I talked about before, that state that you're able to get us to realize and come to, that peaceful state. Because I know I'll do, like, I'm the doer. I'm the type of personality that needs to do stuff to feel good. And so when you're doing, you know, I'm doing, and I'm like, why am I not getting this? Why is this not happening? But the problem is the rest of my state of my body is in tension, anxiety, and it's stressed out, but I'm doing what I'm told to do, or what I think, you know, should be the right process, but I'm incongruent. So it's so amazing when you can get into that state and then let that relaxation happen, and you've commanded it, and then you still continue doing what you're doing, and that's when, you know, the power happens. It's just so phenomenal.
Yeah, you have to create, you know, you have to create the space for receiving.
Right.
You know, you have to stop doing to receive. And we talk about that in terms of creating the cauldron to receive your good, to create where is your vessel for creating your good? You're a really helper. You like to help other people and create and demonstrate and express. So you're a really high expressor. Where is your receiver? What if you
right.
are equally able to receive in equal measure to your ability to express?
Absolutely. Now, with that question, I'm curious with you, do you find a lot of clients that aren't open, that it's a real struggle for them to get to receive? Because a lot of people like to give, but they've been told, how does that saying go, where people are like, oh, I can't receive, that's, you know, that's not good or that's bad. Do you ever run into that?
Yeah, it's the number one reason that you prevent your good. And so
right.
Really have a lot of processes that really address the ability to be open and receive, and how good it is to receive, and how it's a demonstration of allowing people to show their appreciation and to show the equal exchange and to show that, you know, people love to give. Be the person that receives that good. And I had one person who said, I'm just going to command that I'm lucky.
I love it.
And so she did. She commanded that she was lucky. And she said, do you know how luck shows up? People end up giving me money. You know, that like they just say, well, I've been thinking about you, and here, I wanted to send you a check. Or they give you too much change. Or, you do get a scratch and you win. Or, you know, she said, the being lucky, has anybody ever had the thought that they are unlucky? What if you commanded that you were lucky, that you were just able to receive at random from being lucky? And that you have to be open to receiving. So that's a huge program all of its own is receiving. We really deal with it in the Commanding Wealth program. It's a number one item that will reverse everything in you to be able to be successful in your business. If you're always driving and pushing outwards and you're never allowing,
you were just listening
inwards,
to the interview with
Asara
Lovejoy and Catherine Perry from
wow,
One Command.
So powerful.
And if after listening to all this, you want to go find out more, which I highly suggest, it is just a phenomenal, simple process to help you do what you're already doing in your business, but just to open up that energy and to help you bring in more business, more healthy relationships, whatever you're looking for. If you're looking for more money, better relationships, better health, this process can help you. And I know because I'm going through it and it is literally changing my life. So head over to mycashcommand.com. Again, that's mycashcommand.com. And there you're going to get a free video training from Asara that's going to go through more of the process to help you understand how simple it is to implement into your life, how easy it is, and really to help you understand how powerful it can be for your business and to create that relaxation and that open energy so you can manifest whatever your dreams desire. So again, thank you for listening. Again, this is Chris with the Chris Gilbertson Show, where we focus on the secrets of the extraordinarily successful. And you can head over to chrisgilbertson.com as well to learn more about Asara and Catherine with the One Command on my blog. Just click on the blog roll, and you will find them there for more detailed information. So you go out and make a wonderful day.